Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Following the Will Fellows. My name is Mary Pope Warren, and I'm your host. Today, I am joined by Brooke Stopnick and Miguel Villaseñor. To start off, could we ask our guests to please give a quick introduction of themselves, including what they're studying and where they're from?
I'm Brooke Stopnick. I am currently a senior here at UNC. I have finished my study of mathematics. Praise God, I'm done. So now I'm in a program in the School of Education. It's called the UNC BEST program. So I'm getting certified to teach high school math. So my major is in math, and now I'm doing a certification program. I'm also from Huntersville, North Carolina, so a little bit above Charlotte.
And I'm Miguel Villaseñor. I study in computer science. I'm a senior as well from Wilmington, North Carolina. A little bit about myself. I describe myself as a very tech nerd that loves business, that just wants to help my family business grow.
Awesome. So just want to ask you two, how has the Will Fellows program shaped your time at Carolina, and what did you do with your funds and why?
I think Will Fellows has been really influential to my time here at Carolina. I remember getting my big blue box in the mail, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, I was so excited to be a part of a community, and also just welcomed into the Honors College. The Will Fellows has really contributed to my college experience through just having Megan as a mentor, just having someone to ask all of my random hard questions that advisors may not know the answer to. So to have Megan always by your side, always pushing for you, is just a huge blessing. Also, I remember we had not even stepped foot on UNC's campus yet in like August of our freshman year. And we had our Will Fellows retreat.
Oh my gosh.
It seems like
forever ago.
But it was so fun to just be able to meet a couple of students and some friendly faces around campus, so that when you get to actually step foot on campus, you are surrounded by people that you already know. I used my Will Fellows funds to study abroad in Spain after my sophomore year. So I did a program through the Honors College, and I went to Madrid and Barcelona for 6 weeks. And I went with another Will Fellows, Natalie. So it was super sweet to get to bond with her, and we became close friends. We studied an EXSS class as well as like a history class. So we worked a lot with like sports teams and sports clubs in Spain. We went to some like meetings and stuff with some FC Barcelona people, as well as we toured the Real Madrid Stadium and just learned about sports culture and sports influence in Spain, which was really cool to get to experience.
Yeah, similarly, of course, the money is a big part of it, which helps a lot. So thank you to the Freilich family. But I agree, like, my big takeaway from the Will Freilich program is the community. I remember getting the big blue box too, and that was like, oh, I'm like, this UNC is going to be the best experience ever. Especially since I didn't even know if I was going to get into UNC. I was having huge imposter syndrome, like, even like my first few days here. But like, having that experience of the retreat that we had before, I look back to it a lot. That was so memorable. It was very needed for me coming as a very nervous. How old was I? Like 18 years old. Like, that was 4 years ago, but it was a very long time ago. I was very nervous, very shy, very reserved, very scared. But I met like these people that inspired me. And I always wanted to study abroad. That's why we got into this thing. But having like the reassurance of the people around you being like sharing their experience of what they went, I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to go too. Because I don't think I studied abroad until my summer of sophomore year, I think. So I waited a bit. Okay. Because I was just planning it, but everyone was going everywhere, and I was like, I have to go. I ended up going to many places. I used my funds for, first, South Africa. We studied jointly with a college there, the Siebel School. I don't know what it stands for. Don't ask me. But it was we were a business school, and I still talk to some of the people there, the South African students. They were so cool. It was the best experience I've actually ever had, I think.
How long were you there?
I was there for a week.
Okay.
It was jam-packed with so many things, though. It felt literally like a month. I went there for my spring break, so it was pretty fun. And we saw a lot. We, like, toured a lot of businesses there.
Okay.
Primarily ones that were, like, focused on ESG.
Okay.
Oh, now that I remember, I'm pretty sure the program was about, like, some sort of – I think it was about entrepreneurship.
And it was through the business school?
Yeah, Keenan Flagler. Both of the programs that I went through were with Keenan Flagler.
Okay.
So, yeah, that one was really cool. I learned a lot about but the economy and stuff, and it just really inspired me. Mm-hmm. Since my parents are entrepreneurs, so I was just like, oh, this is cool, like, how big a business can get. And then the next one was also with Keenan Flagler, and we went to Thailand, and that one was more, I think that one actually was about ESGs. That one was about like about going green and stuff and companies that are doing green things. So that was also cool. It was a lot of entrepreneurs there as well. Both of the experience, I just really inspired me. I loved it.
And then our last question is, what are your plans for after you graduate?
I am working with an organization in Malaysia. So I will be a part of an organization called Kingdom Refugee Care. So I will be staying here for a little bit until October to just train and do, I have to take the GED. So I know how to train others to take the GED, which will be my main role with a lot of, it isn't necessarily like a school, but it's more like tutoring services of just consistently every day helping and assisting these refugee kids to pass the GED. So that way they're provided with opportunities to be able to get better jobs and just a better life in the country where they end up being placed in. Because Malaysia is oftentimes a very like middle ground for refugees. So a lot of refugees like flee to Malaysia. Malaysia accepts them, but doesn't give them a lot of resources. I don't even think they recognize them for human rights. It's one of the few countries Malaysia doesn't recognize them. So after that, they usually are placed in another country. So yes, hopefully just providing students with opportunities to still have their studies while in a completely foreign environment. And yeah, so that they can still have a future and future prospects for jobs and education after they are placed in their next country.
That's awesome. And how'd you figure out about that opportunity?
Yeah, so a family from my church is helping start the organization. So they have lived in Malaysia for a while. They used to go to my church and then moved over there. And they're both educators there, they both work for an international school. And then they saw like the incredible need for these refugees to be schooled. So they were like, hey, we would love any educators to be able to come for a few years and just be able to pour into this. And I figured I'm young. I have a degree in education. I'm so capable of doing that. And I guess would just be able to love to have an impact and also be able to travel around Asia, which would be amazing while I'm young, while I have the opportunity to do it and give back.
I'll be going to New York City with DoorDash as a software engineer. So I found this position through my internship that I had on my last summer, where I worked with the business side of things, so like making apps for businesses. I worked on this cool thing about like scanning a QR code so you can attach your loyalty to it. I'm really interested in business, obviously, so they paired me with a team that works with businesses, and most likely that's going to be the team I get matched with. I don't know yet, but my expertise and my like interest lies in that, so I'm going to be working with businesses, the business side of DoorDash. And my goals with that is just to soak up all the knowledge and learn all the technical knowledge that I need and soft skills so I can transfer them to my family business in the future.
That is amazing. And we're looking forward to seeing how your careers prosper in the years to come. And thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Following the Will Fellows. Please tune in for more episodes in the future.